Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. A few days ago, a contributor to the BIXography Forum mentioned Ted Lewis, Don Murray, Frank Teschbacher. So that gave me the idea of having today's program about recordings of Don Murray with Ted Lewis. I will tell you about Don Murray in a little while after I played a few sides. But first, let me tell you about Ted Lewis. And this comes from the Red Hot Jazz Archive. He was born Theodore Friedman in 1890. By the early 19-teens, he was already playing with bands in Ohio. He formed a musical vaudeville act with his older brother, Edward Friedman, that was billed as Ted and Ed. Toward the Gus-son vaudeville circuit. When his brother tired of show business, Ted moved to New York and got a job playing clarinet and saxophone at El Dorado Cafe in New York. Ted then turned up with a younger singer named Jack Lewis, and they called their act Lewis and Lewis. From then on, Ted Friedman went by the last name of Lewis. Lewis and Lewis disbanded after a disastrous vaudeville tour of Canada in December of 1912 and January of 1913, which left them broke and stranded. Ted briefly returned to Circleville before moving to New York in 1915, where he formed a band that played at the College Cabaret at Coney Island. 1916, Lewis joined Earl Fuller's band, which had engagements at the Au Caprice Domino Room and Rector's Supper Club in Manhattan. It was in Fuller's group that Ted Lewis rose to fame and made his first recordings in 1917. The success of the original Dixieland Jazz Band had opened the doors for other hot and novelty syncopated orchestras, and Earl Fuller's famous jazz band was the most successful of the bands. Lewis' wild stage antics and crazy clarinet sound stole the show, and by 1919, he left the Fuller's band and started his own group, which was featured in the Passing Show of 1919 and the Greenwich Village Follies of 1919 through 1922. When not taking part in these productions, Lewis and his band were busy performing at Manhattan's nightclubs, such as the Bal Tabarin and the Montmartre, that he was recording also for Columbia. His band became one of the most popular bands of the early 1920s and continued to be very successful throughout the rest of the decade and the 1930s. Lewis's bands and records over the years featured many up-and-coming jazz musicians like Muggsy Spanier, Jimmy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, George Brunis, Jack Teagarden and Fats Waller. He was renowned for his famous saying, "Is everybody happy?" Lewis wore a battered top hat on stage and was billed as the high-hatted tragedian of jazz and the medicine man for your blues. There were three films made about Ted Lewis or starring him entitled "Is Everybody Happy?" The first was made in 1929, starring Todd as Ted. 1942, Universal made a musical short starring Lewis in 1942 with that title. 1943, Columbia Pictures made a movie about Lewis' life called "Is Everybody Happy?" with Larry Parks playing Lewis. Parks was also played Jolson in the Al Jolson story and its sequels. Ted Lewis's career continued up into the 1960s, appearing on TV and playing in Las Vegas. His daughter, Dawn Williams, wrote a book about his dad called "Me and My Father's Shadow, A Daughter's Quest and Biography of Ted Lewis," published by Sunrise House Publishers in 2005. There is also what appears to me anyway, a fairly decent article in Wikipedia about Ted Lewis. Well, let's get started with the music. First recording I want to play is "A Good Man Is Hard to Find." It's from March 22nd, 1928. The band consists of Walter Kahn and Dave Klein on cornet, George Brunis on trombone, Ted Lewis clarinet, alto sax, vocal, leader, Don Murray on clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, baritone, Sol Shapiro violin, Frank Ross on piano, Tony Gerhardt on banjo or guitar, Harry Barth on tuba, and Jack Lucas on drums. I will follow that with the March 23rd recording of "I Ain't Got Nobody." In both of these recordings, Ted Lewis takes the vocal, and of course in his own characteristic way of speaking rather than singing. But to me it is quite appealing, I must say. So let's then listen to Don Murray with Ted Lewis's orchestra, March of 1928.
Another gal and then you rave. You even crave. You want to see him laying in his grave. So if your man is nice, girl, take my advice and hug him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty loving and treat him right, because a good man nowadays is hard to find.
The next two recordings I want to play are Oh Baby and A Jazz Holiday. Oh Baby was recorded on April 2nd, 1928, and A Jazz Holiday on April 3rd, 1928. The composition of the band is the same as the one I gave for the previous two recordings. And there are solos by Ted Lewis. I mean, there are vocals by Ted Lewis on both of these tunes, and after the vocal, there are solos by Don Murray. So let's listen then to Don Murray with Ted Lewis, April 1928.
Thank you. could ever feel the way that I do. Till I looked into your sweet eyes that blue. Oh, baby. I never had a thrill till I held your hand. I don't know what it is, but I understand that it's something new, it's different, it's grand. Oh, baby. And when you kiss, I know I miss a beat or two down deep in my heart. But I don't mind, no, there's nothing more I gotta live for. Say, what if I should die and travel to where I'd have to climb that heavenly stair? Say, wouldn't it be terrible if you weren't there? Oh, baby.
Before I continue with the music, I would like to read what John Chilton in Who's Who of Jazz has to tell us about Don Murray. He was born in Joliet, Illinois, June 7, 1904, died in Los Angeles, June 1929. was the son of a minister, attended Englewood High School in Chicago, later studied at Northwestern University, played tenor with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings in 1923, then moved to Detroit to join Gene Goldcat, and except for absences through illness, he remained with Gene Goldcat until September 1927. During this period, made recordings with Big Spiderbeck. Later, did extensive freelance recordings, worked with the brief-lived Adrian Rollini Big Band in September and October 1927. Then he had regular work in Broadway theater orchestras, mainly under the direction of Don Voorhees. This was 1928. He joined Ted Lewis as a member of the Lewis's band, took part in the filming of Is Everybody Happy? At the Warner Brothers Studios in Hollywood. Whilst working on this film, Murray met his death. He was found unconscious with head injuries that he sustained, and these were alleged to have resulted from his falling against a parked car. He was taken to hospital and appeared to be making a recovery, but ignored doctor's orders and resumed drinking. He died shortly afterwards. We have discussed the relatively complicated circumstances surrounding Don Murray's death in the forum at least once, probably several times. Okay, now will we continue with the music, and the next two numbers I want to play are instrumentals. First, Jungle Blues from April 3rd, 1928, and then Shimmy Wobble from July 16, 1928. The members of the band were exactly the same as the ones that I mentioned earlier for the recordings that I played here. And there is a very nice and extended clarinet solo by Don Murray on Shimmy Wobble. So let's listen then to Don Murray with Ted Lewis, April 1928 and July 1928. Thank you. Before I continue with the music, I want to tell you a little bit about Don Murray in, I guess, the summer of 1928. He was in Europe with the Ted Lewis band. I found information from passenger lists through Ancestry.com that Don Murray is listed on the ship France, sailing from Le Havre on September 26, 1928, and two other passengers in the same ship were Harry Ruderman and Saul Klein, all three listed by Rost as members of the Ted Lewis's band in the recording session of May 26, 1929. Ted Lewis himself came back from his engagement in Paris, from Le Havre, on the SS Paris, leaving October 3rd and arriving in New York October 9, and Don Murray had arrived October 5th, a few days before. We also know that Ted Lewis was in Europe in 1925 and in 1930. But I think those two engagements were both in England, and the one that I'm talking about now was in the Hotel Ambassadeur in Paris. I thank Nick Dello for this information. I found a little bit of an announcement of the trip of Ted Lewis to
France in the August 4th, 1928 edition of the Davenport Democrat and Leader. The short article says, Ted Lewis, the hi-hat tragedian of jazz, whose screen debut is to be sponsored by Warner Brothers, sailed for Europe last week on the Île-de-France. His destination is Paris, where he will fulfill a stage engagement before Warner Brothers set a definite date for the start of his first starring picture. Is everybody happy? Okay, let's continue with the music. Two additional instrumental numbers. First, the clarinet Marmalade from before the band went to France, July 16, 1928, with a nice long solo by Don Murray. And the next one, Limehouse Blues from December 11, 1928, after the band had returned from France. So here is Don Murray with Ted Lewis, July and December 1928. Thank you. forgot to mention something related to clarinet marmalade. It is a tiny, minor comment. Turns out that on February 4th, 1927, Bix and Tram, with the other members of the Goldcat Orchestra, had their first recording session for OK, and of course on that day they recorded the unforgettable Singing the Blues, and they also recorded the Clarinet Marmalade. Don Murray was ill at that time, and therefore the clarinet chair is taken by Jimmy Dorsey in that February 4th recording session. Okay, let's continue with the music. Now I want to play one recording from December 13, 1928. That's Glad Rag Doll, and there is a vocal by Ted Lewis. Then the next recording is from May 26, 1929, and this is in Los Angeles. And the composition of the band here is different than the one I gave previously for all the other recordings. We have Moxie Spanier and David Klein on cornet, George Brunis and Harry Ruderman on trombone, Ted Lewis, clarinet, alto sax, vocal leader, Don Murray, clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, baritone, Saul Klein on violin, Frank Ross, piano, Tony Gerhardy on the banjo or guitar, Bob Escamilla on tuba, and John Lucas on drums. And the title of the tune is Maybe Who Knows. Here we hear Don Murray playing tenor sax, and then there is a bit of a back and forth dialogue towards the end between Moxie on cornet and Don on clarinet. So let's listen then to Don Murray with the Ted Lewis's orchestra, December 1928 and May 1929.
But tomorrow they may turn to sad rags. You poor little glad rags, oh. On your smiles and your desires, by all lovers, but they soon grow tired. You poor little glad rags, oh. Say, you're just a pretty little toy that they all like to play with. Ah, but you're not the kind of a gal that they'd like to grow old and gray with. No, no, but listen, don't make this the end, dear. Why, it's never too late to mend, dear. Oh, you poor little glad rag doll. Thank you.
baby. Who knows? And you know, maybe she's living happy and well. And maybe she's loving someone instead. Oh, maybe. Maybe. Who knows? Well, I'm just sighing and I'm crying. She heals my heart, my broken heart. Morning and the dawning, it brings no change. But sorrow, maybe she needs me. Maybe she's blue. Maybe she loves me more than I do. Say, baby, maybe, who knows?
I want to wind up the program with a couple of recordings from May 30, 1929. First, In the Land of Jazz, and then Louisiana Blues, take four. Let's see, In the Land of Jazz, the band interpolates a lot of classical music. I think it starts with Wagner, and then somewhere along the line he gets Liszt in and a few others. Louisiana Blues has a lot of Moxey in it, and at least I guess it's an interesting record. The band here is the same as the one that I listed for the members of the band here, the same as the one I listed for Maybe, Who Knows. So here is then Don Murray with Ted Lewis, the last two recordings of his life, May 30, 1929.
What a battle, what a round, started something buoyant now, you know, when we'd play the blues. Music masters called us mad. They said our jazz was worse than bad. I'll say, but we changed their views. Now you know when the music men would run away when they heard us play syncopation in the land of jazz. And like as not, it got so hot. It made them change when they found the strange fascination. Yes, sir, that a jazz band has. That rat-tat-tat of the drum and the hum of a new strain just knocked them flat, made them yell, and they fell for a blue strain. Some refrain, east is east, west is west. The world confessed that when they found the best inspiration in the land of jazz. You know, they pounded us with tons of showmen and with hits from Liszt. Booming bits of Wagner, no man thought we could resist. But their big guns seemed to talk at us when we stole their stuff. Why, we shot it at them hot and then hotter. Oh boy, we made it tough. Then we plastered them with syncopation, mastered them with brain, till we had each hostile nation captured with our strain. And now the dancing to our rhythm, each old highbrow has melodies that is taken with us from the land of jazz. That rat-tat attack on the drum and the hum of a new strain just knocked them flat, made them yell how they fell for a blue strain. Some refrain, east is east and west is west. The world confessed that they found the best inspiration in the land of jazz.
Thank you.
I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings of Don Murray with Ted Lewis. I chose the recordings that are listed in Brian Rust's jazz discography. In the dance band discography, he has a complete set of, I guess, a fairly complete set of recordings by Ted Lewis, but I chose the ones from the jazz discography because supposedly these are more jazzy. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.